introduce, with great honor, Rabbi Yitzhak Lowenthal, National Director of AJOP, the Association of Jewish Outreach Programs. On a national outreach level, Rabbi Lowenthal has worked with Rabbi Weinberg and Yeshiva Eshetov.
Yeah, I was late. I'll try to be as brief as I can. I made this. I apologize that maybe repeating some of the words and the wisdom of others, but perhaps in a different way. It's real to me that we should be talking about Noach Weinberg in the past tense, but he is a person who was so alive, a person so full of vibrancy. It's just amazing to me. The idea of Mesiras Nefesh, I heard a story about Mesiras Nefesh. The Klotzberger Rebbe went through all portions of the Holocaust. Rav Taub once told me that during the Holocaust, Chagurishva failed. He didn't miss anything. Klotzberger also suffered greatly. And after the war was over, he went around from DP camp to DP camp. Another type of concentration camp, except it wasn't held with the Nazis and they didn't have dogs beating them. And he would try to lift their spirits, teach them Torah. So someone remarked to him, he was a skeleton, a human skeleton, schlepping around. He said, "You have so much Mesiras Nefesh." So the Klotzberger Rebbe upset. "That's not Mesiras Nefesh. That's Mesiras HaGuf. You know what Mesiras Nefesh is? Mesiras Nefesh is that during the concentration camp, I never missed a minyan. And now that I travel around, I've missed a minyan." So Rav Noach could have been, and he was, great in Torah, more than you could imagine. The fact that he gave it up for us and for you and me, don't think he just gave it up for others, was true Mesiras Nefesh. They tell a story about Rav Leibele Eger. He was a grandson of Rav Akiva Eger. He didn't turn out as he had planned. He became a Chassidus Rebbe. Went off the Derech. A little rebellion, you know. So he decided he's going to go to the Chayiz of Lublin for a month. Father had to let him go. He comes back after a month. And his father says to him, "Well, you were there for a month. What did you learn?" So he said, "I learned there's a God." "Huh?" His father said, "You learned there's a God calling the name. Tell me who created the world." He said, "God." "God created the world. You didn't need to go to the Chayza to learn that there's a God." So he sort of labeled and said, "Zizogt, ich weiß." She says, "I know." But Noach Weinberg is one of the few people in my entire life that I know believed in God. Now, we all believe in God, trust me. I heard the following mashal from one of the leading mashgichim in Eretz Yisrael. Told us mashal. He said, a boy comes to his Rebbe and he says, "You know, I dreamed last night that I was God." So the Rebbe said, "You know, you must be thinking about God all day, because what you think about during the day, you think about at night too." So he says, the Surbach said, "It's impossible. I never think about God. When do I have a chance? I get up in the morning, I run to davening, and I go to first Seder, then I learn Musa Seder, and then I learn Chumash. And a second Seder, and Mincha, and mine. When do I have a chance to think about God?" So we go around the whole life, davening. Noach Weinberg believed that there is a God. And his Talmidim believe that there is a God. And his Baal Batim believe that there is a God. I've been in community life my whole life. And when the going gets tough, and money usually that is, they Okay, let's look at it. Let's look. Oh, you don't mind? Close up. It's it. It's over. You know, bottom line, bottom line. You go to a nice Baba Bhatta, and they say, you got to do it. Just tough it out. I said, Harvey Hecker, one of the daily editor. I was speaking to him at the last part of this conference. So I said, you know, talking about how difficult it is for everybody. He looks me in the eye. He says, this is a Baba boss who ran international accounting organization, so he knows about money. He says, when you went into this, do you know what would be difficult? I said, yeah. He said, just got harder. Just got harder. Harvey Hecker is also not well. Were you going to talk about this? So Shim and I called him the day of Levaya. We told Shim, and you know, I'm a very lucky man. He's terminally ill and he knows it, but he says, I'm a very lucky man because people die in their sleep. I have the opportunity every single day to live to the fullest. If you believe in God, there's nothing too big that costs too much or is impossible. That is the way Rav Noach Weinberg looked at the world. Rabbi Elon told me yesterday that he wanted to take him to the airport for a very important meeting. Yeah. So imagine you have a meeting, you're a businessman, your whole career depends upon this meeting. It's late. Probably running through the airport, panting, sweating, losing. He's walking nonchalantly to the airplane a few minutes before the plane. So he said, aren't you in a rush? He said, no, I'm walking with God. What's the problem? He lived like that. They tell you about the Punavijirov. They tell the following story. When he came to this mountain, which was nothing, and he said, over here will be the basement and the orphanage and the cheder and the girls' school. He said, you're dreaming. So the Panagira says, I'm dreaming, but I'm not sleeping. When I heard about that the ancient Torah Baptist, the most expensive property in the world, 40% of frontage in front of the place. Firstly, I went to look for it. I couldn't find it. It was just a pile of stones. I couldn't find, where is the property? The other thing is, if you saw the other Eishet Torah, I thought the Israeli government is crazy. Because why would they give some two-bit organization such a huge piece of property? So he was a dreamer, and he inspired others to dream, but not while they are sleeping. Harvey Hecker also defined how you look at dreams, and I think this is an uptight. This is succinctly giving over his philosophy. He said, "Think big, think can." Think how, think now. That's how he thought. He was a builder. Now you saw over here programs and buildings. But that wasn't his great accomplishment, the buildings. In fact, I was thinking to myself, most of these accomplishments took place in the last 12, except for discovery in the last decade. So that means until the 60s, he was busy starting off new projects and not necessarily seeing the payros of his work as much as he did during the last decade. He was a builder of men. He taught people how to stand on their own. when I went for my first partners conference 10 years ago, the amount of, I went there by accident because Rosella Pliskin was visiting his mother, and I saw him on Thursday in Taos Shul, where he Taos Shul, and he said, you gotta go to this thing in New York. So I went to this conference in New York the next day, and it was a mind-boggling, life-changing event. I can't describe the amount of energy and creativity that took place over there. So Weinberg had a million dreams. And what he would do is he would find what your passion is, what you wanted to do. And then he would empower this person to carry out that dream. You know, Weinberg, Rashid once told me, he said, I had a Rebbe, and he said, do mixed nicht. That, let's say the issue was college, right? Can you go to college? Can you not go to college? So one person, he said yes. One person, he said no. Well, should you go to college? Should you not go to college? Well, it's okay for him. It's not good for him. Why is it? Most places can't live like that. They have to make a rule. But Rav Huttner was able to say that this is good for you and this is not good for you. This is right for him and not for somebody else. And it was accepted because everyone knew that Rav Huttner was a mechanech that knew what each person should do. And it created no kinyan sin. I learned there for quite a while, so in the Beis Medrash there, so I know a lot of the Talmidim, I saw the way it worked over there. Rav Nayach was able to bring out the best in people. He felt he nurtured souls. Each one was great. Each one lived out their passion. Whether you were a lay person or whether you were a Talmud. The Talmud once said to him, I want to be Gadol Hador. So when he says, don't shortchange yourself. Third is only, you know, better than somebody else. You know, you can be greater. The final thing I'd like to say is the man had courage. Like Avraham Avinu, they called Avraham was a Ivri. He was on the other side. He was a crazy man. He had a great deal of courage to stand up for what he believed. He was very much aware of what was going on, and nothing deterred him because he believed in God. He believed what he was doing, and obviously, if you have so much hatzlacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping you. There are basically two. I've been involved here for all my life, and there are basically two philosophies. One of them, and they're both right. One of them is that only by having Godless and Torah will we have a kiyum and kol yisrael and bring tshuva. There's no question about it. Any community that has grown in the United States has a Mokom Torah that has made it. I've been here since 1968. Take a look at what Baltimore is, where Toronto is, where Los Angeles is, where New York is, all these places. However, there's a thing called Hatzalah that we have to save people's lives, people who are lost, who are now walking into the Beis Medrash. And that's what he did. So people forget that somebody has to bring him into the Beis Medrash. There is no steer. It says, Nayach Motza Chen Be'enei Hashem. That's what the last pasuk in Parshat Bereishis is. Nayach found favor in God's eyes. What's a chen? So the farmer says, Lahatzel Kam Ponevu B'nesav. That he was able to save in the Teva his sons and daughters. Not because he deserved it. A favor, right? The Zeh, it continues. Why? Because he didn't teach his generation, right? So, Avol Pi, I'm not saying straight. Avol Pi, I'm skipping a little bit. Even Indian Amadinos, by higher ice from Dasakai's bar, even though he was screaming, Musser, telling them you're doing wrong and you're going to be destroyed. I thought the Ishoi and Tzaddik told him he was a perfect Tzaddik, the Inu B'maisa, in thought and in action. Ki Omnam HaTzaddik HaMashlam Atzma Bavad, a Tzaddik who is only saving himself, who Roish Yimal Atzma Bavad, he wants to save himself. Mashman comments with us, but a person who helps another person reach limits, who rise in Malik Dam as Lulasai, he will also save others. Bezayish Tikva Shazir Mitshuva, because he'll eventually do Tshuva. Amar Shabbat Mansfield Tshuva. Kamam Zifrain Lavacha, Divisatan Hafam. You see Talmud Chacham that did a veira during the day, a tahara, a balayla, don't worry about him at night. Shavadai is a tshuva. He says, Vadai is a tshuva. He's definitely the tshuva. So this Nayach is Mashlam, the other Nayach, who is Matafin B'Enei Hashem B'Nei Adam. And in his course, all of us and our children, all those of us who have grown up in observant homes and kept mitzvahs are saved by the fact that he went out, that he was meisa nefesh, to teach others the way of Torah. And it is in his course that all of us will be zeicha to raise children, Yerei Yerushalayim.